All right, so welcome to this lesson that will be the preparation for working with the kidney in the adrenal area of your body. So the first thing I'll get you to do is to make sure you've got a comfortable area to lie down on. So it could be either a firmer surface like hardwood floor, in which you put a mat or a towel or something a little more cushioning under you, or it could be some carpet. I'd recommend not doing this in a bed. It's a bit too much cushion for that. So carpet or hardwood floor with a mat would be perfect. Okay, so I'll assume you're comfortable, you've got some space. And start with your legs long if you can. So have your legs long. You're lying on your back. Face is facing the ceiling or the sky, wherever you are. And just sort of tune in to how you touch the floor. How you touch the floor. How your body can take its weight into the floor. How you can let the floor really support your body weight. Just notice how you can do that. Readjusting any limbs, your legs, your arms. Just feeling into making yourself as comfortable as you can. If you need to bend your knees and stand up your feet, if that's required, then go ahead and do that. That's fine. And you might find that as we go along this lesson, if you do feel that you need to do that, it might be that it becomes easier and easier for your legs to be long as we go along this audio lesson. So just begin first, just real simple observation of your breath. Nothing changing, don't change it. Just observe how your breath is right now. Right now. Tracking it. The speed, its depth. As you track your breath, can you tune in to any areas of your body that you feel move as you breathe? Because if you visualize air, when it comes into your lungs, the lungs expand, and that expansion is going to affect your body. It has to. Of course, if I was to say, take a deep breath right now, maybe go ahead and just try that, in and out, you might sense a little more movement in the ribs, maybe even the pelvic floor muscles. You might feel a change in pressure across your body in relationship to the floor. So don't do too many deep breaths, but maybe just feel how if you change it by increasing it and increasing its depth, there might be a shift in your body movement. There might be a movement that you feel because you have to. You have to move more in order to get more air in. There needs to be an opening somewhere. And that's what we're going to play with a little bit in this lesson. So let your breath now just go to where it wants to. Don't force it. Don't try to change it. Just let it do as it wants. And start to bring your attention to the area around your ribs. Specifically your lower ribs. And the best thing to do to figure out where these are is to actually use your own hands. So if it's comfortable on your arms and in your wrists and shoulders, to just walk your hands along the rib cage in the front. And one of the best ways to do this is to actually go to your breastbone. So I'll guide you through this. Go to your breastbone, which is in the middle, your sternum, middle of your chest, and there'll be a little bony area there. And you walk your fingers down gently until you start to feel where your abdomen is. It's where it gets a little softer. And you're going to walk your fingers and contour the ribs. And you'll find that as you go down, they sort of disappear. They get soft. And we've got these floating ribs that actually don't attach to our spine. They're there, but they're sort of attached with cartilage to the ribs that are attached to our spine bones. So just a quick review, the ribs, the majority of our rib bones, and you can just explore this area as I talk a little bit here, softly, with soft fingers, make sure your breath continues. But these ribs of ours, they attach to the chest bone in the front, the sternum. And then if you could walk your hands all the way back around you, everyone's going to have different flexibilities in their arms. And it's a little harder to do this when you're lying down on the floor. But the ribs go all the way to the back and they attach into your vertebra, your spine. So they form this kind of, people call it a rib cage. I don't like that term, cage, but it is this kind of cage in a way. And obviously, that's what houses the areas of your lungs. So it protects the lungs. And we want to ensure that these ribs have the capacity to move a little bit. So just bring your exploration kind of to a close. And if you want, during this movement, these movements that we're about to do, you can let your hands rest on the lower ribs, these floating ribs, very low down. And if you were to actually have your thumbs on these lower ribs, and you had your hands flat across the front of you, your baby fingers would be somewhere around your pelvis bone. So just maybe see if you're, and of course everyone's got a different body shape and size, so I'm guessing here, but if you put your hand on those lower ribs, very close to your baby fingers will be your pelvis bone, so the top of your pelvis. And maybe just even feel your pelvis bones on the left and on the right, just to sort of say hello and tune into them. Again, breathing as you explore these areas. So often when we explore our body parts, I've noticed often when I'm teaching, people can have sometimes a tendency to hold their breath or to breathe very in a stressful way. So just allow your breath to come and go easily. It's not a endurance event doing this. It's a very subtle, very easy exploration. Great. So now, actually, if your feet aren't standing, stand up your feet so that your knees are bent. And feet kind of hip-width apart, so you've got some space in between your feet, and your knees are also hip-width apart, so your knees are over your ankles. Your knees are kind of in line with your hip area, the hip joint. So you've got a firm base. It's as if you could lift your pelvis and do a bridge, one of those movements of a bridge. So that's where I want your feet to be, sort of standing hip-width apart, with the knees also hip-width. And bring your attention back to these lower floating ribs, now that we know where they are. Do a little movement to lift and bring those lower ribs away from the floor. So how would you do that? Just feel. How would you lift the lower ribs away from the floor? Just feel. Lifting the ribs away. And then resting. Coming back to your resting spot. So it's a lifting of the ribs away and then resting. Coming back to where you started. Simple, subtle movement. Try to not strain and hold your breath. Make it easy. Now, as you lift the lower ribs away from the floor, how can other parts of your body help? Because they're not in isolation, these ribs. even if they don't attach to your spine, they attach to the other ribs, which attach to the spine and attach to the chest bone, which indirectly all attach to your pelvis. So to give you a little hint, as you lift your ribs away from the floor, you're creating space under your back and the floor. As if someone, you were trying to let someone slide their hand under your mid-back. That's what you're kind of trying to do. So if someone was next to you and you wanted to let them slide their hand under your back, that's the movement. You're making a little bridge, a little tunnel. And feel how that affects the pelvis, your pelvis. What direction would the pelvis have to tilt to allow this to happen? Your belly is going to want to come forward towards the ceiling, towards the sky. Something will happen with your chest. And then you let it relax. So it's this lifting away from the floor of the lower ribs and then just bringing it back to where it started. And then try this. On an inhale, lift the ribs away. And then on the exhale, they come back to neutral. So just focus on that. Make it super simple. Put all your attention onto this lifting of the ribs away from the floor on an inhale. And then on the exhale, they just float back down. Very little effort. So you inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. But they happen at the same time. I just can't speak the same two things at the same time, but they happen simultaneously. Again, watch the jaw. Easy with the jaw. Have it be loose if it's getting tight in any way. Not saying that it is, but it's a common thing to focus on a new movement and to tighten the jaw or tighten the eyes or the hands or the pelvic floor muscles. So let all of that go and just feel this lifting of the ribs away from the floor as you inhale. And then as you breathe out, let it just go back to the starting point. And then just have a little pause. Just pause the movement. Shift if you need to shift your feet. If you need to lower them for a moment, go ahead and lower your legs. But then come back. It's a quick break. Come back to the feet standing. Do the opposite now. So as you lift the ribs away, those lower ribs away, making a little tunnel, little space, do it on the exhale. So you're going to breathe in, and then on the exhale, lift the ribs, the lower ribs. And then on the inhale, they float back down. So it's opposite to what you've just done. Exhale, lift. Inhale, relax. And again, exhale, lift, inhale, relax, and go at your own pace. Everyone's going to have a different breathing rate, but you're just not forcing it. You might be paying, of course, more attention to it, but you're not changing the breath rate. You're going with what naturally is there right now. And you might find, maybe, that as you go through this, that your breath rate is actually going to slow down and maybe deepen a little bit. And you just allow for that if it happens. So exhaling as you lift, inhale, you just let it rest. And feeling how this movement of the rib cage, these lower ribs, lifting, how it affects the pelvis, the rest of your spine. your head, your sternum. And then alternate. So again, the only movement, well, it's not the only movement, but the main focus of movement is lifting the ribs away and then just letting them come back to where they started. So once, inhale to lift, and then bring them back. And then you're going to inhale, and then on the exhale, lift, and then bring them back. And then you wait for the next inhale, and you lift, and then you bring them back. And then you wait for the next exhale, and you lift the ribs, and then you bring them back. So you're having to slow the breath down even more because it's not each breath that you move. You've got to wait for the next either inhale or exhale to lift. So see if you can coordinate that and slow it down and pay attention to the slowing of it, how you slow it down. And then take a full rest. Let your legs go down long. Just see how you might sense the quality of your body against the floor. There might be a different quality that you notice. There might not, but I just offer that as a piece to notice. Okay. So let's do the opposite movement now. So bring the feet up to standing, your feet hip width apart. And now just first think of the opposite movement. So if our first movement was lifting the ribs away, that would mean that the next movement would be pressing those lower ribs down into the ground. Everyone will have a different preference to what's easiest. I know from teaching this a little bit over the years that sometimes this movement is a trickier one. It's easier for many to feel the arching of the back and the lifting of the ribs away, whereas the pressing down can sometimes be a little different, a little more challenging, but that might not be the case for you. So you just tune into this and sense, how would you inhale to press the ribs back into the floor? How would you do that? So in other words, now rather than creating a tunnel or an arch under your lower ribs, you're flattening them into the floor, into your mat or carpet, whatever you're resting on. So you lower and press the ribs back as you inhale. And then exhale, you just bring them back. So you're gently kind of manipulating in many ways, in a gentle way, your spine and your pelvis, your ribs. Letting it move, but in a very subtle way, rather than a big blowout stretch. It's a very subtle kind of collapsing back of these lower ribs on a inhale. So you try that a few times, waiting for the inhale, and then on the exhale, releasing it. Good. And then just pause. Try now the opposite. So on the pressing of when your ribs press back, press and exhale. So as you press the ribs back, these lower ribs, remember it's the lower ribs, the area of focus on The area of focus is the lower floating ribs. Press these guys back as you blow out, as you exhale. And then as you inhale, they come back to where they started. And you just do that. Press back on the exhale. And then release on the inhale. Press back on the exhale. Let them release on the inhale. And just go back and forth, feeling this pressing back on the exhale. And then letting the inhale come in as you let your ribs go back to the neutral position. And again, tune in. How does this move with the rest of you? With your pelvis? With the pelvis in this movement, often there's a slight tilting, a flattening of the lower back. It means that your tailbone tucks under, your pubic bone moves such that it faces more towards you, towards your face. Even though your face is staring at the ceiling, at the sky, it's like the pubic bone is kind of lifting up to, as if it was trying to see you, see your face. And maybe just to feel into this a little differently, just take a pause, just pause for a moment. Bring your hands behind your head. So interlace your fingers and clasp them behind your head as if you were about to do a sit-up or a crunch. Because this is kind of what this movement is like when you press the ribs back. And with the elbows pointing to the ceiling, so your hands are clasped behind your head, your fingers are interlaced, hands are behind your head, behind the skull, not your neck, but your skull. Point your elbows to the ceiling and just very gently imagine those ribs on the exhale flattening into the floor as you lift your head off of the floor to peer and look towards your belly button. Be very easy with this. Watch that you don't strain the jaw or the neck. But find out, how can you help this flattening of the ribs back by lifting the head off of the floor? By maybe tilting the pelvis so that your back flattens a little bit more. So this is just a little bit of a side movement to tune in to this capacity for the spine to flex, for these lower ribs to press back. Great, so then let your arms just come back by your side to where it's comfortable. And go back now with your feet standing, knees bent, to, without the help of your head or your hands, your head's now going to stay on the floor, pressing back on the exhale these lower floating ribs. See if there's a little more awareness to how that can be tapped into via mobilizing your spine and your pelvis. And then maybe alternate. So once on an inhale, press back. Inhale, press back. Exhale, relax. And then you wait on the inhale, and then on the exhale, you press back. And then you bring them back to neutral. Inhale, press back. Exhale to neutral. Inhale, you stay at neutral. Exhale, press back. So just play with that alternating game of coordinating the breathing with the movement of these lower ribs. And then just rest. Let the legs come down. And just tune in to that area around the lower ribs, around the lower back, but really kind of that area behind and in front. It's that whole zone of the lower ribs, the floating ribs. Because in essence, that area behind in your back area is where your kidneys are, your kidneys and your adrenals. You've got a kidney on each side. Granted, you still have both of yours. We can survive with only one kidney. Many people do. But typically, there's two of them in that back area, just behind the floating ribs. And sitting on top of that kidney, like a little cap, like a little hat, is the adrenal gland. And the adrenal gland pumps out our adrenaline and our cortisol, which are our stress hormones, which we need. We need them. We need that stuff, but we don't need it all the time. And sometimes they're pumping a little too hard. And what can happen is that area can get tight and cranky. And the muscles and even the bones around that area can get tight and cranky because of this organ working really hard. So we wanted to bring awareness to this area first before we tap into them a little bit more. We want to know that we can move that area and tune into it a little bit. So now bring your feet back to standing one last time. Hip width apart. And tune into your breath and play with this now. Play with inhale, lift the lower ribs away, exhale, flatten them back. Inhale, lift away, exhale, flatten them back. And just imagine that you've got more stuff going on in this part of your body, rather that there's not just the ribs and the muscles and the lungs, you've got these kidneys, and obviously there's other organs, there's liver and stomach and pancreas and spleen and intestines and all that really good stuff that we need. So as you feel this movement, just start to tune into those organs a little bit, knowing that they're there. You don't have to know exactly where they all are. Just know that they're there and they're helping you function. And then try the opposite. So on an inhale, flatten them back. Flatten the ribs back. And on an exhale, lift them away from the ground. Inhale, flatten them back. Exhale, lift them away from the ground. Now, let your legs lower. Just sense into how you connect with the ground, what you feel under you. And if you want to, maybe roll over and come up to stand, come up to sit, come up to stand. Just feel as you come up to stand what you notice after moving this very specific area of your body, and also knowing that you weren't just moving the lower ribs, you were bringing along with it other parts. I'll encourage you to use this lesson whenever you need to just tone it down a beat, whether it's to prepare for the next lesson or to just do this on its own. It's a very nice way to open up all the small little joints of the spine and the ribs and even the areas around the chest bone. Remembering, though, whenever we go through any of these audio lessons, to do it with ease, easy breath, a looseness in the jaw, and a curiosity to what's taking place.